other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now, already into hour number two. Wow, that first hour blew past us. We'll talk more about the controversy with Hayden. And, of course, why Gosch stood down, resigned Friday, because he was at parties trafficked by payoffs, high-priced hookers, and gambling. And that is mainstream news. The question is, was he involved? Look, frankly, that is nothing compared to just the trillions missing from the Pentagon and the run-of-the-mill corruption that no one ever seems to want to focus in on. But it is serious. And we've got Michael Berger, one of the 9/11 Truth organizers, coming on to talk about some really exciting 9/11 information with you. And we'll continue with your calls this hour. More info on Iran and their oil bore, saying they're going to dump the dollar. Very, very serious. Now that's finally in the Associated Press of all places. But right now, let's go ahead and talk to Ken in Virginia. Ken, go ahead.
Yes. Over the weekend, Alex, Marsha Mercer, who is Washington Bureau Chief for Media General, had a partly good column on this grandiose memorial that they are planning in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. She went out there, and
by the way, it's a crescent moon. It's Muslim.
Yeah. Of course, now her column, of course, didn't say that the whole thing was fraudulent. But the thing is, this bill was been discussed by the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Interior Enforcement and Environment and related agencies. And the chairman of that committee is Charles Taylor of North Carolina. He said that the bill has not been filed yet, so it doesn't have a number, but it was discussed by the committee, and they wanted to spend $60 million. And he said, well, of course, if they say $60 million, it'll be $100 million.
Well, they're going to spend over $1 billion on the New York Memorial.
Right. And now this memorial is 1,900 acres, which is three times the size of Arlington Cemetery. And even and Marsha Mercer, to her credit, says this is grandiose and it's not appropriate. The point is that
for those that don't know, yeah, it's very fascistic to have these huge monuments. And at the same time, it's a monument to a fraud, because what we've been told about Flight 93 is a lie. But, I mean, sir, if you're upset about $60 million, I mean, that's nothing compared to the other corruption going on in government. I mean, $6.1 billion for Bush's new Marine One chopper.
I think this is a terrific development that we can clue on, because it brings 911 into the present, because this is a bill that we can argue against.
I understand. Are they still
and it will? It has not been taken up by the full House Appropriations.
Is the memorial still a crescent moon?
She doesn't say what the shape.
I mean,
of it
a few
is.
Weeks ago, I saw an article and a big controversy for a few months. It's a huge crescent moon. Thanks for the call. And then there's other parts of the memorial that even look like the star. So it's like a sick joke on us or something. Oh, the globalists just never end. These people are just so wild. Thank you for the call, sir. I mean, I'm not saying it isn't important. I'm just saying if you're upset about $60 million, but I get your point. You're saying it's a way to call Congress and say, Flight 93, the official story is a lie. You know, we don't want this monument. There's nothing wrong with the monument for those that died. It's just tell the truth. But see, they give us these Hollywood scripts we love. Let's roll. When the state police and others saw that plane get blown up in tens of thousands of feet in the air with a 8.4 mile debris fill. Let me give you a clue for those that don't know. If a plane crashes and is driven into the ground, you're not going to have a debris field over maybe 500 yards. I went and researched this. Record debris fields are not even near 500 yards, but let's just be grandiose and say 500 yards. 8.4 miles? We'll be right back with Michael Berger. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Continue with open phones this hour. We'll get into the upcoming Iran war. They're moving out of the dollar to the oil borscht. It's actually happening, trading for oil in euros. That's the only thing holding the dollar up. They've inflated it massively, but they've tied it to a real asset, a real commodity, being crude oil. So we'll be talking about that very serious development. More on this new CIA director Bush is nominating, Hayden, who, of course, is the master of the spying on the American people. For the rest of the hour, we're joined by Michael Berger. And, of course, you may have seen him on CNN, the first CNN piece they did about Charlie Sheen when that all first broke on Showbiz Tonight. And Michael is, with 911truth.org, putting on a big 9/11 symposium that's going to be great, that I'm going to be attending, up in Chicago. And so that is coming up the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th there in Chicago. And we'll tell you about those websites and more details. But he's here to talk to us about a film he's busily producing that's almost completed, the collapse of the buildings. He's here to talk to us about his views on where the 9/11 truth movement is going. Michael, good to have you here with us.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Just for those that don't know who you are, tell us about yourself and then tell us how you woke up to 9/11 and how you've been involved and what you've been doing.
Well, I'm just, you know, an average guy. Grew up in New York and moved to St. Louis about 22 years ago. And I still have family in New York. In fact, my cousin was walking his dog in Lower Manhattan when the first plane went over his head. And I think, like a lot of people, at least for me, I didn't question 9/11 until about a year and a half later, when I read about the put options that were purchased on, you know, United, American, and companies that had large numbers of floors rented in the towers. And that's what kind of led me down the rabbit hole. And I've been doing research now actually for about 3 years. Did research and met and worked with a lot of the rescue and recovery guys in New York. In fact, just came back from New York about 2 weeks ago, where I did some more interviews with some of the recovery workers and firefighters and journalists in New York. So I've been going back and forth to New York now over the last 3 years and meeting with people and digging for the truth.
Well, that's a good place to start. Is you've gone right to the sources, not just video clips off the news that day where firemen and police are saying, "Did you see the bombs go off?" You've actually gone to interview them yourself and get, you know, what they're saying years later, which I think is even more powerful. So let's talk about that. Let's get into the 9/11 truth movement. But first off, tell us about the Chicago event that's coming up.
Sure. Well, 9/11 Truth and the Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance for 9/11 Truth is a co-sponsor of an upcoming conference entitled 9/11, Revealing the Truth, Reclaiming Our Future. And it's an education and strategy conference, June 2nd through 4th, at the Embassy Suites Chicago O'Hare in Rosemont, Illinois. And you are going to be a keynote speaker along with Stephen E. Jones, William Pepper, and in fact later this afternoon we will be putting up a new webpage for the conference, which is www.911revealingthetruth.org, and we will be announcing who the additional keynote speaker is and put up quite a bit more information about the conference itself. So if people are interested in learning about what we will be doing and what you will be speaking about at the conference, they can go to that webpage. And again, it's 911revealingthetruth.org.
Well, you can also just go to 911truth.org, and there's links through to that longer domain if people missed it.
Sure.
And up on Infowars.com right now, under the guest section in related information, we have a link over there as well. And if you missed it, we'll plug it again before Mr. Berger leaves us. And I know we got loaded phones. Your calls are coming up. But I want to continue getting into 9/11 because it's this foundational event on which this entire new police state society and this new imperialism is being built. Michael Berger, you've gone and you've interviewed structural engineers. You've interviewed some of the underwriters. You've interviewed Kevin Ryan now for the first time, who was with Underwriter Laboratories. Let's get into what the structural engineers are saying, and physicists and others. Then let's get into what the firefighters and others have said, because you were instrumental in getting some of those firefighters to go public and talk to the Philadelphia Daily News and others, about a year ago, exposing the fact that they found three of the black boxes, really the orange boxes, and that the FBI was there and had them thrown on four-wheelers and driven out, and then the FBI said they didn't find them. So let's go through the physicists, the engineers, the underwriters, and then let's get into some of the eyewitnesses and some of the things you've gotten on videotape with this upcoming film.
Sure. Well, and you had mentioned the film website is improbablecollapse.com, which is about the puzzling collapse of the World Trade Centers and Tower 7. And where would you like to begin, Alex?
Let's start with Stephen E. Jones and Kevin Ryan.
All right. Last year, I was able to interview Stephen Jones basically before he had stopped doing public interviews after the MSNBC Tucker Carlson interview. And we did a one-on-one interview where we had discussed, this is pretty close to the time where he first published his paper. And since then, he's added quite a bit more to his paper and his research. And some of the main points that Professor Jones focused on, which I think, not that they were ignored before that, but he really brought them out and focused on them, for example, in New York, was what would be a possible explanation for having pools of molten metal flowing throughout the site And these pools of molten metal and these fires were not put out until December of 01. So one of the questions he raises is a possible alternative hypothesis to the official story, which, you know, says that the planes and the jet fuel fires weakened the steel and caused these collapses, and yet planes had not hit Building 7. So how do you explain that collapse? And the government's, you know, even in the official government report on Building 7, it mentions, oh, there was only really a low probability that fire brought down the building. So even I believe that was in the FEMA report, their conclusion was it was a very low probability for that building to collapse from fires alone. And Building 7 did have large fires. I interviewed several firefighters. I interviewed Mark Jacobson of New York Magazine on this most recent trip, who said they were all eyewitnesses to the collapse of 7. And they were actually on the south side of the building, from which we really have no pictures to see the damage in the aftermath of the collapse of the North Tower, which damaged Building 7. But one of the firefighters who was there, who I'd met with, said to me, you know, I asked him, what were some of the strange things that you experienced in doing, you know, on that day and afterward? And he said, well, you know, I was down there after the collapse of the towers and looking at 7, and he said, you know, there were big fires in 7, and the building was damaged. But the collapse of that building was pretty inexplicable. Now, this is from a 20-plus-year veteran of the fire department. And Mark Jacobson as well was there when 7 came down. And both of these men told me independently that they were told by various people around the site at the time, you know, that building there is going to come down either later today or tomorrow. And I think both of them were puzzled by why people were stating.
I don't want to just glaze over that. Rudolph Giuliani told ABC News, Peter Jennings, God rest his soul, he also told the commission, and they hide this stuff in plain view, in plain sight. He came right out and admitted he was told that day before the fires even started, get out of Building 7. And they had moved the main command center out the day before for Tripod 2. They then tried to deny that, then had to admit they'd been lying and that they had truly already pulled out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as you obviously, you know, once you look at 9/11 and you begin to pull on a string, the string just keeps coming and the whole fabric of your reality just appears to dissipate. So yeah, as you look and you question, you find there are so many different stories here that once you focus on one particular aspect of it, the story just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
At every point, the official story is a manufactured fraud.
Certainly looks like that, doesn't it?
It does. Well, you know, I can't wait to see your improbable collapse video. I'm probably going to end up carrying it. And I know you've got several other films you're working on. This is really exciting. Are you going to be screening any of those in Chicago or showing any clips?
Yeah, we're going to be scrum. I'm hoping that we're going to screen Improbable Collapse. I don't think we're going to screen an awful lot of films. We haven't decided yet how much time, because we really want people to participate in the conference, because the conference, is going to set itself apart from some of the prior conferences on 9/11 in that I think at this point in time, after 4.5 years after 9/11,
sure,
we really do have a great deal of research and evidence that really contradicts the official story.
No, you're right. Now, I've seen outtakes in some of the clips of your film. It looks pretty good to me. You need to get me a copy to review it as soon as possible, because there's a sneaking suspicion that I might want to play that in L.A. How long is your film?
It's going to be about an hour and 45.
We may have time to play that. I'm not sure. We're going to be screening several others, but we'll see what happens. We've got a break here in just a moment. When we come back, I want to get into Kevin Ryan. I mean, this is the guy who worked for Underwriter Laboratories, and they did their own internal test and said, this is a joke. This is ridiculous. And then he got canned shortly after he went public. So there's all these people out there going, engineers, you know, would be going public, or structural engineers would be going public if this was the case. This is the case. And I also want to talk about those black boxes and a lot more with Michael Berger, our guest. He's with 911truth.org. You can link through at Infowars.com and go to the Chicago event coming up the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And I'll be there on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And then, of course, I've got my big event coming up in June, the 24th and 25th. We've already sold 10% of the tickets, only 3 days of ticket sales. 10% are gone. Get yours now.
Gee, honey, your feet look great in those sandals.
Thanks. Last summer I was too embarrassed by my nails to wear them.
Well, your toenails sure look clear and healthy now. Makes me feel terrible about mine. See, this one looks thick, that one's yellow.
What you need is Nonex Nail Gel. Nonex clears out the buildup that discolors toenails and fingernails. It's called keratin debris. Just apply Nonex daily.
And I'll have clear, healthy-looking toenails?
Just look at mine.
Podiatrist recommended Nonex Nail Gel. Now at Walgreens, Longs, Eckerd Pharmacy, Rite Aid, and Brooks Pharmacy in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the syndicated columnist Charlie Reese once wrote a stinging indictment against the internationalists who have captured our federal government for their own purposes? He reported that the present government of the United States is systematically undoing our independence. He said that agreeing to belong to the World Trade Organization and taking orders from it was a deliberate sacrifice of our national sovereignty. He said the United Nations represents the same threat to our sovereignty. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Your calls are coming up in the next segment. Michael Berger is our guest, and I believe he's going to be at our event as well, so that'll be exciting coming up in June. But he's got an event coming up, sponsored by several great organizations, in Chicago early next month and early June. Continuing, let's get into the Underwriter Laboratories and Kevin Ryan. You now have gotten him to talk. You're going to have him at your event, and you've also interviewed him on videotape, Michael.
Yeah, Kevin's a really great guy. He was gracious enough at the last moment to grant an interview with me, as we've already been in post-production on the film and announced the release. And I took a shot, and since he was coming to the conference, asked him if I could possibly meet him because I was going to go to interview Glenn Corbett from John Jay College. And because I want to present a balanced view of the demolition of the towers, or the hypothesis about the demolition, and present the information so that viewers can make up their own mind about what happened there. And so Kevin was gracious enough to grant a last-minute interview just 3 days before I was coming out there. And he's a great guy. And, you know, here's a whistleblower who's a concerned citizen who worked for Underwriters Laboratories and had basically written to the CEO of the organization and was concerned that the reputation of Underwriters Laboratory was on the line because they had done testing on the steel. And once that was made public, he got fired.
A lot of courage. You met with him in person, a pretty circumscript, pretty serious person, you said.
Yeah, I think so. I think he is. He is... I think maybe even uncomfortable with how quickly this, you know, with the speed of communication nowadays with the internet, how quickly that letter and the result of being fired for effectively whistleblowing, how quickly that put him in the spotlight.
Now, they did test. They tested the steel in temperatures, and his letter, his research, conclusively showed that fire couldn't bring those towers down. That really made the company look suspicious that they fired him for going public.
Well, you know, the testing on the steel was that the steel used in the towers were subjected to fires in furnaces and in labs for 2 hours at temperatures that were higher than those that were reached in the towers, and the steel withstood the test easily, and that was what Ryan had learned about. And so that raised serious questions about the collapse hypothesis that NIST had put out, and when he raised this concern, he was fired. And in fact, you can read about it with links to what he had written on the website for the film. The background for the film is now up at improbablecollapse.com. If you can go, you can read background information about the film and the people who are in the film. There are links to what they've written, what they've said.
Well, that's exciting. Let's shift gears now into, you were instrumental in getting some of the volunteer firefighters and rescuers who recovered some of the boxes, getting them to go public. And most Americans still aren't even aware of this, even though it's admitted in the mainstream news.
Yeah, in fact, how that came about was there was a self-published book. It was just first-person stories that different rescue and recovery guys, firefighters, steel workers who did recoveries at the site and basically went down there, risked their lives to help in any way that they could. One of the interesting common threads throughout meeting with these different men and women who volunteered down there was there, it's really interesting that for whatever reason, as everyone else in Manhattan Island was running to get away, these men and women for some reason were pulled to run there and help and really, really contribute in any way they could to trying to assist in finding people or in doing recoveries afterward. And in this self-published book, there was a small paragraph in which one of the firefighters had stated that at one time he was assigned by a chief to take around some federal agents in an ATV with their recovery equipment to locate the beacon signals from the black boxes, which, as you stated, are actually orange. And they located 3 out of the 4. And the curious thing about this book was published in 2003 before the final commission report, and yet in the final commission report it states in a footnote that the boxes were never located. It doesn't even say that they weren't recovered. It says they weren't even located. And that is directly contradicted by this statement, which was in the public domain. These men were never asked to come testify. And then just, I believe it was last December, Dave Lindorf wrote an article for Counterpunch in which he had interviewed an anonymous NTSB official. So we have a second confirmation now that he examined the black boxes and that the FBI took them.
All right, we're going to be right back with Michael Berger. I'm Alex Jones. We'll take your calls. I'm sure they'll be all over the map, but that's okay. Specifically, if you want to talk about 9/11, toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. My websites are jonesreport.com and prisonplanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8888.
Peter, John, Ron, Sean, Mildred, many others, your calls are coming up as we blast out coast to coast on the AM and FM dial, simulcast on Global Shortwave, WWCR, and the internet at Infowars.com. Before we go back to our guest, Michael Berger, and your calls, I want to encourage all listeners to support us and what we're doing, to go to Infowars.com and the secure online shopping cart for the video and bookstore. We have pro-Second Amendment t-shirts that George Bush would call liberal. Again, if you're really a conservative today, you're called a liberal. We have books on tape, books, videos, documentaries by other researchers. We're adding new items all the time. If you haven't checked it out lately, go there. Just so many great films that are available. We have the video that Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership put out, Innocence Betrayed, about hundreds of millions of people killed in countries worldwide in the last century after their guns were taken. It is Discovery Channel quality. You need to have it. And it comes with three free booklets on the Second Amendment when you get it in comic book form for young people and many adults who are at that level of being informed when it comes to politics. I'm not trying to be patronizing, it's just the truth. So it's a great tool to wake people up. We have My 9/11 films. Martial Law, 9-1-1, Rise of the Police State, 9-11, Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, my book, 9-11, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos. We have Webster Tarpley's book, 9-11 Synthetic Terror, Made in the USA. George Humphrey's 9-11 video, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. Loose Change Second Edition by Dylan Avery, and so many others at InfoWars.com. Sure, you know all about 9-11. You've heard 100 radio interviews about it. You've read 1,000 articles about it. You've watched the videos of the collapses. Your neighbors haven't. So get the videos I produced and make copies of them for nonprofit educational purposes. Not for sale, just you can make copies and hand them out. Please do that. Air them on Access Television. I can't authorize you to make copies of the other videos I haven't produced, but you can contact them if you'd like after you get the films and ask permission. But the point is, get my films, make copies. It has such a huge effect. And then secondarily, your purchase of the videos makes this broadcast possible. So please go to InfoWars.com to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart or call toll-free. They can answer all your questions. You can order tickets. We'll mail you tickets if you prefer to the event in June 24th and 25th in L.A., whatever you like, by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or go to prisonplanet.tv, where all 14 of my films are posted, my weekly TV reports, weekly mini-documentaries I make, in-studio interviews, all my best audio interviews, my book, Paul Watson's book, prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly subscriptions for $5.95, get a yearly subscription, you get 3 months free, prisonplanet.tv. Don't wait. Expose the globalist. By exposing them, we render them, as Michael Berg said in the conversation with me, impotent. By exposing the government-sponsored terror paradigm, how they've done it over and over again, which is what my films do. We don't just focus on 9-11. We focus on OKC, the First World Trade Center, Hitler in the Reichstag, Gulf of Tonkin. You then wake people up, and so they will not go running to the government whenever there's an attack begging to have their liberties taken. We are saving this country. People are really waking up right now. It's very fertile ground. By the way, prisonplanet.tv is an amazing activist tool. You can download all my films, burn them to CD right there, and distribute them. So, again, take action. Going back to Michael Berger. Michael, we're going to go to some calls here in just a moment. But before we do that, one more time, plug for people the great event that you and others are organizing, and tickets are selling briskly, folks, coming up June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in Chicago.
Yeah, again, it's an education and strategy conference. 9-11, revealing the truth, reclaiming our future. And I do want to distinguish it from maybe previous events people may have attended, in that at this point we've, you know, as I was saying earlier, you know, we have a great deal of research from 9-11 researchers, people who've done great work in bringing out the facts and the truth about what happened. And we've got people from all over the political spectrum who support the 9-11 truth movement. And we've got the internet, so we can communicate with each other, we can join together no matter where you are. So what we hope to come out of from this conference is a strategy and a plan of action so that we can reclaim our future, so we can take back this country.
Yes, my speech is going to be about the history of government-sponsored terror and the kind of the backstory on the Bush and the Bin Ladens, and then I'm going to get into some of the key points of 9-11, and then, and it was so great when you told me that's the main thrust of this, because I want to talk about solutions, because I've had a lot of successes, and others I know have, and I know how to sell the truth to the people.
Well, and I mean, you know, I want to say, you know, I was really, really happy to read the title and to talk with you about what you're going to speak to about how will we win. Because really, at this point, we have the information. We have, as you were saying, you know, there's a huge rising tide of people who are waking up to the truth about these type of events. And 9-11, the way I look at it, is it is an enormous wake-up call. And it announces the potential for a transformation in this country, that if we can wake up to the truth about 9-11 and other events that maybe people have not acknowledged publicly to each other, once they realize that it's okay to come out and talk to their neighbors, talk to their friends, and share what they really believe, that they are dissatisfied with the direction this country is going, that it is within in our power to reclaim our future and to take back the reins of power from those who have their own interests at heart.
I agree. We're about to go to calls, but I want to bring up one point of controversy. Because, and I believe it's a COINTELPRO disinformation program. I'm not going to go off in any names because that just gives these people attention. But I talked about 9/11 2 months before it happened. I talked about it on the day it happened. I took the heat for it. I had people, you know, attack me verbally over it and in major publications like the Washington Post a week after 9/11. So I really hit the barbed wire. And I've noticed that so many other groups and people out there try to be orthodox about it. They try to claim their orthodoxy, their view is the only view, who they said did it, is the only group, don't look at anybody else's theories. And we have people on all sides doing this, and I think it's really dangerous. But I like the fact that you've got a diverse crowd coming to your event looking at different angles. That's what we're doing. I believe all debate is healthy. All debate is good, even if you disagree with people. But I want to bring up this point. You and I have both been criticized, I don't know if you're aware of this, for not saying that Israel carried out the attacks. Now, I'm sorry, folks. Israel can't make NORAD stand down. Israel can't make the F-16s, be off doing drills that day. Israel certainly is part of this whole global system, certainly involved in false flag ops in Israel and Europe. They've been caught. It's been in their major papers. I've reported on that. But from all the angles I've looked at this, it's this multinational crime syndicate manipulating our government that orchestrated 9/11. And to say that Israel did it also is a poison pill to where other people looking into 9/11 will then steer clear of us. So I think it's a very dangerous trend. I wanted your take on it.
You know, I have to acknowledge what you're saying. I mean, you know, look, at this point for people to come out and say that X or Y, we know that they've definitively done this, what it does, I think, as you were pointing out, is it keeps dividing us. And one of the things the people in power want us to do is not speak to each other, not come together, not wake up and realize our power.
It's like 50 branches of Baptists, and then somebody breaks off because they want to have their own group, and they break off because they want their own, and just on and on and on.
Yeah, and by dividing us, basically, we are disempowered, and if, you know, hopefully, coming out of Chicago, we can come to common ground where all the different groups, as you were saying, who have their own different versions of the truth, can at least acknowledge that the only way we can take the country back and reclaim our future is if we can overlook where we disagree and meet where we agree, where we all acknowledge that we do not like the direction that this country is going and that the only way we can change it is to come together.
Well, I agree. Let me try to sum it up this way. We know the official story is a conspiracy theory. We know the official story is a fraud. All the evidence, all the motives, all the documents, all the history, and I try to disprove this premise. I wish this wasn't true, folks. I try to, when I research stuff, I try to disprove my own views. I don't go into this emotionally, oh, this is my opinion, so I frame the debate around that. No, my friends, there's no doubting that 9/11 was an inside job. You cannot get around that. And then all the globalists can do is try to get us all fighting with each other, and I've been able to research it and find out that the feds really are behind trying to get us fighting with each other.
Well, I mean, the whole issue is, I mean, even people within the 9/11 truth movement who maybe have a particular point of view, if their point of view isn't, quote-unquote, the one that we all agree to, then they also begin to push back and split the groups and split our movement. And the only way that we can ever reclaim our constitutional civil liberties, bring the country back into alignment with the Constitution, end illegal wars, fix the black box voting system so our votes actually count. The only way we will ever do that is if we rise up together, peacefully, and reclaim the power that the people have. How many of them are there? 20, 30,000, there are 270 plus million of us. It's really not a fair fight if we come together.
I agree, and that's the key to what they do. And I just want to add this, and this is not my opinion. You can go research this. The ADL and other major organizations, their allied groups have been caught, the feds have been caught, creating fake Klan groups. They have been caught creating these anti-Semitic groups to then go out on any particular issue and then to use that to go after all Americans' freedom. So the groups out there that just constantly are bashing Jews and other people, you only ensure that the majority of Americans will not join our movement and that the New World Order will win. And that's why the government, and I've caught them, in many cases are out there fostering this view. Then others pick it up and parrot it, and it only helps. And on top of it, folks, I've done the research. Israel could not carry out these attacks. And I'm just saying that on the record. I'm trying to go after who's guilty. I'll say who I believe did it, and all the evidence shows it. And it's Dick Cheney, it's people above him, and of course Bob Bowman has said that, former head of the Star Wars program. Many others have fingered him as the main suspect. And so it is a scapegoat to say. And again, Michael, you don't even get into this stuff. I just brought it up because I'm sick of it. Let's go ahead and take a call here. I'm going to run through these quick. Peter and New York, you're on the air.
No, one of my other cruddy ones. Hi, Alex. Sorry, I was just talking to the meter reader here that was at the door. I just turned him on to your show. There's so many things that I just love to talk to you for literally probably thousands of hours. If you're ever in Buffalo, stay at my house.
Okay, thanks.
If you want, take my name number off the air if you want. I've often thought that... maybe if there were one, you know, people like me, I like to tell people things that I hear, and you know, like on your show and other places. But is there one, say, paper or book that you could point to that would be like a main selling point, so to speak, to turn people on to all these shenanigans that are being played out?
Well, I mean, I get this question a lot. What is one Bible or manifesto? And I think that would be the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. Read that, then learn what the phrases mean, research it, and then compare that to the society we now live in today. And it's becoming so alien to how this country was set up and what the framers did. And obviously, I think my films are the best because we give you wide spectrum info. We don't just focus on one issue, which I think is also good to do, but we focus on a wide spectrum to try to give you a view of that. Michael Berger, you got any comments?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, what you're saying, Alex, is exactly right. I mean, the ideals put forth for the foundation of our form of government were ideals to be lived up to, and it's up to us to live up to those, and that means we have to engage in political action, we have to speak with our neighbors and friends, we have to create community, and part of this is, you know, if you do this work, you know, you value truth. That is a guiding principle or value that you hold, you know, in your heart. Otherwise, why would you be doing this? You know, you're standing up as a patriot to save the country. And it's time that we come together and just do the job that needs to be done.
Absolutely. I mean, so much of defeating tyranny is not even getting it all right. It's just standing up and putting one foot in front of the other. So many people never take action because they, well, I wouldn't do a perfect job or I wouldn't know what to do. Hey, just getting in the game and knowing who your enemy is, you'll win the battle. Got to move on here. I really do appreciate your call, Peter. Sorry you had to hold so long. And I don't think I'll be up in Buffalo anytime soon, but thank you for the nice offer. Why don't you come out to L.A.? We'll meet you or come out to Chicago. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to John in Ohio. You're on the air, John. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm just an ordinary guy like your guest. I don't belong to any organizations, but I have perused some groups like WSWS.org.
Yes, be sure and plug the communist websites every time you come on.
And workers' org.
But you do every time you call, John. Fine, go ahead.
I think it's necessary. You're absolutely right. My disagreement with you is totally opposite of that COINTELPRO original caller. I agree with everything you're saying about 9/11, the police state, and the rest of it. And we should have a variety of opinions on those sort of things, but I don't think we can have unity in supporting some of the neocons' plans, ultimate plans for war against China and Russia. And I believe that the attacks against Iran, Iraq, and possibly now Iran are really merely a stepping stone to that. If you read the PNAC documents. They
no,
said
I know. They say they're encircling China. I understand.
And what I'm trying to say is that I think much of this military-industrial Nazi Burchite propaganda that I hear on your program and others are actually falling into that trap of playing right into their hands.
See, John, this is what you can't get. This is what, and I appreciate your call. This is what you can't get, John. I believe government, big government, is dangerous and almost always corrupt and evil throughout history. And that's history, and it shows it. You, because he's called many times, Michael, I'm not putting words in his mouth. You believe, sir, that communists are good and capitalists are bad. No, sir. Big centralized governments are corrupt and bad on average. And the communists are bad, and so are the globalists. And the globalists work with the communists, and you can't figure that out. Michael, you got any comments on
communists? Yeah, actually I do, Alex. First thing I'd say is part of your response is in this country we seem to have this unspoken story about what it means to be a politician. It's a dirty word. You know, you can't be an honest politician. You know, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And yet, without changing that story, we can't reclaim our future. We have got to insert into the body politic people who have values, who value what this country stands for, and want it to be all that it can.
Well, we need people who are going to fight and aren't going to roll over. Listen, if you want to be free, you're going to have to fight, folks. It's that simple. People who don't fight become slaves, guaranteed. Michael Berger, stay there. We'll come back. Talk to Ron, Sean, and a lady from New York, and many, many others. 1-800-259-9231.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem with a Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Michael Berger 5 minutes in the next hour so we can take the callers that are here for him. And then I'm going to get into a bunch of the other news, Iran, the dollar, so much more. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Ron in Oklahoma, then Sean, Rita, David, and others. Go ahead, Ron.
Alex, several things quickly. I was told by a friend whose brother-in-law is an air traffic controller on the East Coast. Brother-in-law told him that Flight 93 was shot down, and that the following day the feds came in, collected all the tapes and records.
Well, Rumsfeld has slipped up twice and said they shot it down.
Well, they did. Also, Colonel Craig Roberts, Friday. Alex, every time he's on with anything to say, your nighttime rerun is zap, it's wiped out. We couldn't even pick it up off the internet. Your first hour was obliterated. Also, Alex, the lady in attorney in Ohio has called several times about being harassed by state-sponsored affirmative action union criminal terrorists. I've had the same thing happen here to me here in Oklahoma City.
Let me back up for a second. You're saying on the internet and shortwave, what happened?
Both of them were wiped out.
What, I mean, you just couldn't hear them?
Well, the internet started looping, and then it just went blank. And the second hour was fine, picked it up, had no problem. I wanted to record it and pass it out. But, no, they were both wiped out.
Yeah, that's a wonderful network, probably.
Well, wasn't your wonderful? It happens every time Craig Roberts is on. It is not your wonderful network. Oklahoma is behind the is a black hole behind the Iron Curtain, the information Iron Curtain. We do not get information here.
All right. Okay, Ron, I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Sean in New Hampshire. Sean, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Great to be on your show again. I'm also a scholar in 9/11 truth and an engineer. Graduated from RPI in 86. And something I want to be able to tell people is the people in the truth movement, the facts that you're presenting do not take engineers to figure out. Any second-year engineering student would be able to figure out that this story is a lie and it's false. So you don't have to be you don't have to have a doctorate degree to look at this to draw conclusions that we're being lied to.
And then the question is, why do they have so many engineers that will concoct wild stories to explain it? And that's because they're people that will do anything for government contracts. Michael Berger?
Oh, I think it's far deeper. I think it's a psychological thing. I think if you confront the truth, I mean, look, what your caller is saying is exactly the case. Anybody who was a witness to this live or looked at the footage afterward, it is really difficult to understand how you can see those buildings come down the way they did. Or let's even forget about the towers. Talk about 7. You see 7, even Dan Rather live is saying, it looks just like one of those buildings with a controlled demolition. So the issue is a deeper psychological one. If you confront this, you've got to take responsibility to stand up. And I think you just can't. The denial is so great. Because everything we've been taught, everything we've learned about who we are in the world, who we are as Americans, is contradicted by what your eyes are telling you.
I agree. And then the science backs up what the eyes are telling you. Go ahead and finish up, Sean.
Yes, and so what I do as a citizen and as an engineer is I pass out your tapes. I also helped produce the JPFO film, Innocence Betrayed. There's also another good one JPFO produced about a Bill of Rights culture, which I also helped produce, donating money. And getting these out to people and talking with them and explaining it.
What are your fellow engineers saying? Stay there. We're going to start the third hour, but I want you to stay there for a minute, Sean. I want to hear what your fellow engineers say when you talk to them about the collapse of the towers.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.